Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. Do you ever cry so much that you wish you had an off switch? Like you could point a remote at your eyes and say, off. There was one time when Ben was little and he was eating spaghetti in his high chair. And my mother-in-law, Karen, and I were singing On Top of Spaghetti to him. Well, I think our singing must have been really bad because he looked straight at us and demanded, off, off, off. It was so funny. So getting back to the crying, I just came back from a retreat that I hosted, and it was probably one of the best weekends of my life. But there was a fair amount of crying on my part and the parts of others too. Good crying. Sometimes it was telling some stories about my dad, but most of the time it was just listening to other women share their stories. Sometimes it was crying from laughing so hard. That's probably the best. I feel like my heart is very full. There was so much warmth and compassion, bravery, hope, and possibility floating around. It's hard not to have some of that energy change your chemistry. So after spending a few days with these wonderful women, I've reflected on the stories and themes that they shared with me and with the other women at the retreat. And so many of them are universal. So I want to give you, my friend, some messages that might help you feel more aligned, more whole. The first one, you totally belong. Maybe you're still looking for those people who totally get you. Trust me, you will find them. You are a good parent, child, and partner. Navigating these ever-shifting relationships can be really, really hard. These kinds of relationships don't come with a manual. Sometimes we show love by just showing up each day and trying. Love is a verb. You are very valuable. You're not just another human. There's no such thing. We need you. You may feel like you're at a crossroads. Like there's a fork in the road and you have to choose one path. But if neither path is calling to you like a siren song, maybe the best course is to stay put. We don't always have to be moving the ball forward. Sometimes we need to just stay in one place for a bit to gather resources, to find alignment. You can change your mind, and you don't have to explain why. You can just do it. I have a dear friend who flew to Paris. She realized that all the travel, especially the international travel, brought out some pretty intense anxiety. And all she wanted was to go home. So she stayed one night, had dinner with a friend, and then just flew home the next day. You can change your mind. Most of the time, you are doing the very best you can with the information you have. Please be generous with the grace that you give yourself. Changes in life are pretty tough. Moving is tough. Saying goodbye is tough. It's because you love so much. And that's not a bad thing. The attachment, the love, is the whole point of being here. You have earned your sadness or your grief. Real belief in yourself, belief that you feel in your body, that isn't just words you spout, but a true, deep feeling, isn't really natural for any of us. it requires some rewiring and some practice. Sometimes the drive and ambition that serves us so well in life has to be softened, almost unlearned, to begin a new chapter. So give yourself time. Embodying a whole new way of experiencing the world is going to take more than a minute or two. But I believe in you. You can do it. We often live in survival mode, just trying to keep all the plates spinning. So we don't love on our people as much as we want, as much as we feel they deserve. It's okay. You've been trying to survive. You can tell them right now how much you love them. And you don't need to spend the next decade making it up to them. They've seen how weighed down you are. They know. They don't want you to feel weighed down with guilt and blame. They just want you. It was an amazing weekend, and to all the women who attended, if you're listening, I love you very much. And if you are curious about upcoming retreats, my next one is in October. You can check out my website, melissabloom.life. There's a retreat tab at the very top, and it always has up-to-date information. There's also a link in the show notes you can check out. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.